project was initiated by Scott Enright, really, who trying to gather current data to help make and improve better decisions on agriculture statewide. So this was an effort to try and capture what does agriculture look like today on the ground, and as a way of kind of understanding where it's happening and where it's emerging sooner and not emerging. And, you know, it was done in 1980. The last time this was done was in 1980 by the Department of Agriculture and the Office of Planning. And in 1980, there were 14 sugar plantations and 4 pineapple operations and about 355,000 acres in agricultural crop production. Since that point, we have lost the entire sugar industry and about 90% of the pineapple industry, leaving open about 230,000 acres of agricultural land that have moved from this plantation land use pattern into some new form of agriculture. And how it evolves in individual regions is really quite different. It kind of depends largely on what are the economics and what are the landowner structures and what are the relationships to marketplace. So, you know, there are a couple of interesting takeaways from it. One of them is that as far as diversified agriculture is concerned, and that would be crops, mainly, you know, dirt crops, leaf crops, root crops, things that are planted repeatedly in the same area. There's actually more diversified agriculture on the island of Oahu today than there is in the rest of the state combined. And largely that's driven by the market forces of the Honolulu buying power and the shift of opportunities to produce right at the edge of the city center. There are other areas around the state that have Lahaina, for instance, in which both Maui Land and Pine and Pioneer Mill have gone through a both have shut down, and there's very little agriculture in that area. There's part of its water, part of its land ownership. One of the really key points of this process is to understand the fundamental transformation in land ownership that has gone on since the shutdown of sugar operations. Of the big five companies that were really the dominant forces in sugar and pineapple, three of them own 0 acres in the state today, AMFAC, C. Brewer, T.O. Davies. So those lands have opened up. They've opened up in a variety of different ways, and you have an entirely new body of people involved in agriculture or owning of agricultural land. So the process of recovery out of plantation shutdowns is very different on the Hamakua coast than it is in the Lahaina coast or it is on the South Kauai coast. So this is a way of simply depicting that and then kind of talking to those individual circumstances. The goal of the work was to establish a common understanding of what agriculture in Hawaii looks like today from a location acres perspective as a tool so that everybody has the same kind of understanding about what's going on as opposed to simply, you know, knowing a lot about the area where you farm or are involved with and seeing that as a kind of a proxy for what else is going on in the restaurant around the state. So, and, you know, my hope is that, and as I've been talking about this project for a while, going out and having conversations about it, is that I think it, you know, people, I use the old adage of the blind men in the room with the elephant, each holding on to a little bit different portion of the anatomy, and then trying to describe the animal from the anatomy they're holding. And this is an effort trying to get up about 30,000 feet, take the whole animal into account, and try to see what are the differences that are, you know, what does that animal truly look like in the state 2015. We finished this in 2015, had to go back in and add a little bit of change as it was related to HCNS's shutdown. But it is a snapshot in time, and it's a tool to measure both backwards and as a tool to set a baseline to measure forwards. It doesn't contain recommendations and specific directions to take, but rather it's a forum for a conversation about what agriculture is today and how do you blow on the embers of that to keep sparking it forward. So.